stay on the McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with State Representative Vicki Barnett. She's on the other end of our line. Representative, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Did you attend last night's function at the steps of the state capitol?
I not only attended, I was a participant.
All right. Tell me what you saw and what you heard.
I was amazed at the amount of women and men that showed up on the lawn of the Capitol. Easily 3,000, probably between 3,000 and 5,000 people flooded in with 3 days' notice that we were going to be performing the vagina monologues on the Capitol steps. I was the outpouring of support for Lisa Brown and for all women and their right to choose in the state of Michigan was unbelievable.
And we had Lisa Lyons on the program, and she doesn't agree with the fact that from the perspective of Democrats who are with the state, who are state representatives, that their voices are not being heard and that this was about free speech. They say it was about decorum and following procedures. How do you respond to that?
Well, they keep changing their story. First, they said it was the way she said it. Then they said it was the word she used. Then the Republican leadership replied, well, it was the no means no as a reference to rape. Then they said she's using props. They can't get their story straight because they don't have a story to tell. What simply happened on the floor of the House on June 14th is that Lisa Brown stepped up, did what needed to be done, and used words that were in the bill that said, we're not going to fight this fight all over again. Mr. Speaker, no means no. We're done with this. Let's move on. And for that, and that alone, she spoke to the bill. She spoke clearly. She never called anybody names. She never broke House decorum. She never used a prop. She was told she couldn't. She then sat back down quietly in her seat. She never shouted across the floor. She never applauded or cheered or derided anybody. She was simply doing what she does every time she speaks and every time any one of us speaks, only to find out the next morning as vice chair of the education committee, she was not allowed to speak to a bill that dealt with teacher retirement.
I spoke with Ari Adler, who is the spokesperson for the Speaker of the House. He told me, as far as they're concerned, after today, this deal is done. It's over with.
I think they need to communicate that directly to State Representative Brown because she has not been talked to by House leadership. She has not been called. She was never even told personally that she was not allowed to speak. She found that out from our Democratic leadership. So I think, in all fairness, with the way this is going, it would be a kind gesture for the Speaker to call Representative Brown and tell her that she is no longer going to be quieted on the floor as long as she continues, as she has done, to observe House rules.
Do you think this will be a factor in the fall elections?
I think it's a huge factor when you can round up 5,000 to 3,000 people on the House lawn in 3 days. You can imagine that they just woke up a sleeping giant. People who had done this fight, I'm almost 58 years old. I'll be 58 in 3 weeks. And I fought this fight 40 years ago. I thought this was settled with Roe v. Wade, that we had come through the darkness into the light, that women were allowed to speak, that they were allowed to get jobs, that they were allowed to be in control of
their
own.
All right, Representative Barnett, I've got to get to a hard break. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're listening to 1320 WILS.